Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And today's lesson is about food.
Yeah.
And it's our all English lecture, so we can't speak any Chinese today.
No. But
there's a little bit of a problem here because the thing we're going to talk about today is popular here in Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
So invariably, we're going to be mentioning some place names.And we're going to be speaking their Chinese names. And I don't know if we'll get in trouble for that, you know, because we're advertising this as an all English lecture. So if we say some Chinese words here, even though they're place names, can people take us to court? Can they sue us for false advertising?
Not us, no. I don't think so.
They better not. It seems kind of silly. But yes, indeed, we are talking about persimmons in today's lesson. And that's a kind of fruit. To me, it kind of looks like tomatoes that are a little lighter colored, more like orange tomatoes
orange,
or something
yeah.
like that. When I first saw them, I thought, oh, are those tomatoes or what? And people told me what they are, and I've actually had some before. They're pretty tasty. I think it's a kind of fruit that people either love or hate. It's not like durian, though. Some people really love durian, and some people really hate it.
I hate durian.
But persimmon's okay. I'm okay with it. I like to eat it. It's crunchy. It's very tasty. It's kind of sweet, though.But, of course, a lot of people say that persimmons are kind of associated with Hakka culture.
Uh-huh, I've heard that, too. I didn't know what they were. I was at a big fruit stand. They sold a lot of different types of fruits in my neighborhood. And I asked the owner, I said, what is this? I'd never seen it in America. And she told me, you know, what the name was in Chinese. And then she cut a piece for me and had me try it. It's not my favorite. You guys have a lot of great fruit here in Taiwan. It's not my favorite of your fruit, but it's okay. Yeah, but I'm with you, Tom. I think that people who really love it, love it. And people who don't, really don't. I don't like the texture so much. It's not so much the taste, it's how it feels in my mouth. I don't really like that. We're going to talk about some ways they...I guess, process persimmons. You can eat persimmons fresh, but you can also eat it dried, which I think I'd like to try the dried. I might like that even more.
And it's probably very crunchy as well, and it's available in night markets island-wide. But let's get to it. Let's talk about Xinpu Township's precious persimmons. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson right now.A fragrant scent of fruit drifts through the air. The brilliant September sun shines as you take it in, eager to find its source. You're in Xinpu Township, Hsinchu County, and you're here for the bright orange persimmons that the area is famous for. With your camera ready, you head toward the Weiweijia Persimmons Tourist Farm, where you'll see persimmons drying in the sun by the thousands. In Taiwan...The traditional method of drying persimmons originated with the Hakka people. They would dry persimmons along with other foods to use as provisions during times of hardship. Modern production of dried persimmons requires them to be baked at a low heat, which strips the fruit of many of its nutrients. Luckily, Hsinchu County's dry and windy autumns provide the perfect conditions for preserving persimmons in the time-honored way.To prepare the persimmons for preservation, farm workers pick them when they're only 70% ripe. Next, they're peeled and grilled, which speeds up the drying process, sterilizes the fruit, and helps the persimmons retain their color. They're then laid out to dry on baskets that sit on top of 2-meter-tall bamboo racks. After 7 to 10 days in the sun, the persimmons are sterilized once more,then pressed flat and packaged to be sold. There are lots of ways to spend your time while visiting the farm. Start by wandering under the drying racks, viewing the persimmons from an elevated platform, and posing for photos with the farm's aunties. Finally, be sure to check out the wonderful selection of snacks, including persimmon ice cream and popsicles, and, of course, the stars of the day,the dried persimmons themselves. Okay, everybody, it's time for us to discuss Hsinchu Township's Precious persimmons. Okay, so this is a place in Hsinchu County. And remember, Hsinchu is a Chinese word, so I'm probably going to get in trouble for that. But I could translate it into New Bamboo County,
No.
but that sounds really stupid. Nobody says that. Let's just use the Chinese words here. And in Hsinchu County, there is a township, you know, a smaller part of the county, and it's called Hsinchu. And, of course, they have these precious persimmons. And persimmons, of course, again, that's a kind of fruit. To me, they kind of look like orange tomatoes, but they're actually a fruit and they're very sweet.
The skin is a little stiffer, harder than a tomato, I think.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And of course, I think the word persimmons is actually from an American Indian word, a Native American term.
Really?
From the Algonquin language, I guess, persimmon. And these plants grow all over the world, but of course they have different types of them. But we do use this word in English, persimmon. It has nothing to do with the actual word here in Taiwan, which I can't say or I'll get in trouble. But in any case, they have these persimmons that are very precious. They're very valuable. And the people of Hsinchu are very proud of them.
Oh, I'm sure. So we're setting a scene here. A fragrant scent of fruit drifts through the air. We use this word fragrant when what we're smelling smells really good, has a nice, pleasant scent or smell to it. Here we're using the word scent. That just means some sort of smell. It's distinctive. And usually when you use the word scent, it's also pleasant. Remember, if it's bad, we use the word something stinks or there's an odor that I can't quite tolerate. But here, scent and fragrant are both very pleasant things that you can smell. And if something's drifting, guys, it kind of slowly moves through the air. A feather, if you get a feather up in the air, sometimes a breeze will blow it around, but it just drifts through the air. Or maybe you throw something into a creek, a small river, and that thing will drift down the river. It doesn't have any power on its own. It just kind of moves with whatever's it's floating on.
You could also substitute the verb to float. The aroma, the smell, the scent of fruit floats through the air. It drifts through the air, and it comes right into your nostrils. And the brilliant September sun shines as you take it in, eager to find its source. So here we've got the phrase to take something in that usually means to enjoy something. Hey, let's take in a movie tonight. I heard there's a good movie playing at the Bijou Theater. Let's go take in a movie. But in this particular case, since we are talking about the scent floating through the air, you're probably going to breathe it into your nose. Take it in, inhale the air, and you're going to go, wow, that smells wonderful. Where is it coming from? I want to find out its source. I want to go where it's coming from.
Yeah, where does it come from? You're also in a place called Hsinchu Township, Hsinchu County, and you're here for the bright orange persimmons that the area is famous for. Most areas here in Taiwan, they're famous for one thing, two things, and this particular place is where you want to head if you love persimmons, Hsinchu Township in Hsinchu County. I haven't been there before. Tom, have you been there before? Do you know?
I don't believe so.
Oh, we got to go.
Hsinchu and Miaoli and Taichung are places that I haven't really explored.
Oh, really?
Enough.
Miaoli either, huh?
I tend to go to Hualien and Taichung if I have free time, but I'm sure Hsinchu County has wonderful things there, as does Miaoli. So, yes, I should probably start heading over there more often, especially now that I've found out about these wonderful persimmons there. But Hsinchu Township is in Hsinchu County, and you're there for the bright orange persimmons that the area is famous for. And you don't need us, a couple of foreigners, to tell you that. Most people in Taiwan probably know about Hsinchu being famous for its persimmons. And with your camera ready, you head toward the Weiweijia Persimmons Tourist Farm, where you'll see persimmons drying in the sun by the thousands.
Cool.
I'm sure in Hsinchu there are lots of farms there. This is, I guess, a famous tourist farm. A tourist farm is a farm where people can actually go to. You can actually go into the fields and pick your own fruit, and you can have different treats there. There are other activities as well that you can participate in. It's called Weiweijia persimmons tourist farm. And you can see them drying in the sun. Drying here is a verb to dry something, just means to make something dry.
To dry it out. Yeah.
Yes, after I take a shower, I'm going to dry my hair with a blow dryer. I don't do that myself. I don't have enough hair, but lots of women dry their hair with blow dryers. But here, of course, if you want dried fruit, you might set it out in the sun and it will dry in the sun. And, of course, sometimes it takes several days to totally dry it out.
Yeah, I can imagine. So notice here, you can see these persimmons drying in the sun by the thousands. It's kind of an interesting phrase. That's how we'll talk about the numbers. For example, I could say, if you go to the Eiffel Tower in Paris, you'll see tourists taking pictures there by the millions. Mm. So it just kind of gives you a ballpark figure, an estimate of how many things you're seeing. So we know here, if you're seeing persimmons by the thousands, there are a lot of them. We don't know exact numbers. So moving on to the next paragraph, we've got in Taiwan, the traditional method of drying persimmons originated with the Hakka people. So if something originates with something or originates from a place, that's where it started. So we know that drying persimmons is a technique that the Hakka people came up with. They thought this up. This is their method that now is being used by people outside the Hakka folks. So it's kind of a cool idea. I think I would like to try the dried persimmons. I've only had the fresh ones.
Yeah, that sounds pretty tasty here, dried persimmons. Hopefully they don't add a lot of sugar to it. But in any case, yes.
I don't think they need to, do they?
It's probably already sweet enough, but I have trouble with dried fruit. It seems like they always add sugar to it. I don't like all that sugar in my food, but in any case, yes, the Hakka people are the ones who started this tradition of drying persimmons. And of course, as you know, there are two main areas where there are lots of Hakka people in Hsinchu and Miaoli, and then down in Pingdong. So here, of course, we're talking about the Hakka in Hsinchu. And here's what they did in the past, the Hakka people. They would dry persimmons along with other foods to use as provisions during times of hardship. So this is what they would do in the past. We're using wood here to talk about past traditions. Mm-hmm. And this is why they did it in the past when we did not have refrigeration and things like that. So they would dry the persimmons and other kinds of foods, maybe meat or something like that,
like
beef jerky or whatever. And they did this so they could use them as provisions, which means basically something that helps you with your life. You're going to have some provisions with you if you go sailing out on the ocean. Okay, you're going to bring fresh water with you and other supplies in case you have trouble. Those are your provisions, the things you need to survive.
So modern production of dried persimmons requires them to be baked at a low heat, which strips the fruit of many of its nutrients. You've probably heard this before, you guys. If you're trying to eat very healthy and you want as many vitamins and minerals from the food that you're eating, you don't want to overcook it. If you boil your food, it removes a lot of those nutrients. You want to keep the nutrients in the food as much as possible. If you strip something, it means you're taking off the outside covering. Here, it just says you remove. So here it could be you remove the fruit of its many nutrients. Or you remove the fruit's nutrients. You could also say that. That's faster. So strip, we used to talk about taking off clothes, you know. Mm-hmm. He stripped off his shirt, jumped into the lake. So he wanted to go swimming. But here, it just means to remove. My mom used to work with antique furniture, and some of the wood was in bad shape. She'd first strip the wood of some of its varnish and then re-sand the wood and get it ready. So strip can either mean taking your clothes off, removing the outside part of something. Maybe you're removing the bark and the branches from a tree, you're going to strip it. Or if you remove paint or varnish from wood, you're stripping the surface.
Okay, and of course, we're using the preposition of here to strip fruit of the nutrients. You could also strip someone of their rights, for example, remove their rights, strip them of their rights. But in this case, the persimmons are being stripped of their nutrients, which could include their vitamins and their minerals and things like that. So hopefully we will not bake them at a low heat. We're going to dry them in the sun using a different method here so they're nice and nutritious. Okay, that brings us to about the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a time out right now, but stay tuned. We'll be right back. We shall now continue with our lesson. Remember, we're talking about the precious persimmons in Xinpu Township, which, of course, is in Hsinchu County. Xinpu looks like very close to Hsinchu City there. So if you're in Hsinchu and you have a hankering for a sweet treat, hey, stop by Xinpu and see what's happening there with their persimmons. Now, where we left off here, we're talking about how persimmons are prepared by the Hakka people in the past. Of course, they would dry them so that they could use them as provisions during times of hardship. Modern production, of course, requires them to be baked at low heat, but that will strip the fruit of lots of the nutrients. And luckily, Hsinchu County's dry and windy autumns, which is coming up here shortly, the autumn, the fall, these autumns provide the perfect conditions for preserving persimmons in the time-honored way. So you don't have to send them to a factory and bake them in an oven at low heat. You can use the traditional Hakka way in Hsinchu County there because Hsinchu County, of course, has dry and windy conditions during the autumn. Indeed, Hsinchu is a very windy place. A couple of times I rode my bicycle there from Taipei, and as you get closer to Hsinchu, my goodness, the wind gets higher and higher. So watch out for that. But in any case, that's good for persimmons here. It can help dry those persimmons out. These are the perfect conditions for preserving the persimmons. And these are conditions, which refers to different things, different requirements that you have in order to produce a desired result.
Yeah, I love when you're in a situation where the conditions are just perfect for you. Here we're talking about the weather, but maybe you have a job where the conditions are perfect, where you'll be able to really get ahead by doing what you need to do. It's just the whole situation, the conditions for preserving. If you preserve something, you keep it. People will go to a farm and harvest, for example, strawberries. My sister-in-law is making strawberry jam right now. You first go to the farm, you take the strawberries, you make the jam, and you put them in bottles so that those strawberries can be eaten a year from now, 2 years from now. You want to preserve something, maintain it in its original state or close to it so that you can use it later to preserve.
And we're preserving the persimmons in the time-honored way.
Yeah.
Time-honored means how it's been done over many centuries. To honor something means to respect something. So it's the traditional way, basically. This is the way they've been doing it for many generations. Now, moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, to prepare the persimmons for preservation, farm workers pick them when they're only 70% ripe. I did want to mention here the verb pick.
Yeah.
You pick fruit. You don't pick it up. I've heard people say that. If something falls on the ground, then you pick it up. Hey, my pencil just fell on the floor. I need to pick it up. But if you are removing fruit from a plant, like strawberries, you are picking the fruit. Don't add another preposition to that. Picking strawberries. You can pick strawberries in various places in Taiwan during certain seasons. So here the persimmons are picked only when they're 70% ripe. They don't wait for them to be 100% ripe. They actually pick them a little early.
They do that with a lot of fruit and vegetables, right?
Right.
Bananas, for example, are picked when they're still green, and then they ripen later. Things taste better if you can leave them on the tree or on the plant for as long as possible. That's why I think our fruit tastes so good in Taiwan, because it's not being imported from another country. So next, after they pick them, they're peeled and grilled. If you peel something, you take the outer skin off of something. You peel an apple if you don't like to eat the apple. What do you call the outside of an apple, Tom?
The skin, I guess.
Skin.
Apple
if you don't
skin,
like,
yeah.
I love, no, the peeling, the peel. If you don't like to eat the peel, then you peel it. It's used for a noun and a verb both. And then you grill it. You put it over a fire and grill it, which speeds up or makes something happen faster to speed up. Usually, people will talk a little too fast if you're learning a new language, but as you get better, you can tell them and you can speed up. If you speed up, you increase the speed of whatever you're doing. Tom was saying, we often speed up if we're driving and the light turns yellow and you want to get through the intersection. So sometimes you speed up to beat the light. Be careful. Sometimes that can result in an accident. So this speeds up the drying process, sterilizes the fruit. That's important. If you sterilize something, you make sure that all of the bugs and bacteria or anything that's living is killed so that it's clean and it won't get you sick. So you sterilize the fruit that way, and that helps the persimmons retain or keep, that's what retain means, keep their color. If you've ever had braces on your teeth, when those braces are removed and your teeth are straightened, the dentist will then give you something called a retainer that keeps your teeth in the same shape they were when you finished wearing your braces. So retain means to keep. And that's what they do. They're then laid out. They lay out these persimmons to dry on baskets that sit on top of 2-meter-tall bamboo racks. Interesting. That's an interesting system they have here. So they're pretty high in the air as they're drying on these bamboo racks.
And they're 2 meters high there. Yeah. So, gee, I wonder how they get them down. I guess that's the ideal height.
A ladder? I don't. Maybe it saves them from little pesky squirrels and things from eating them.
I don't know. The squirrels might chomp down on those persimmons there. Or maybe the air is the exact temperature there.
Yeah.
I bet if you ask those farmers in
Sinpu,
they'll be more than happy to tell you all about it. So they lay those persimmons out on baskets, and then those baskets are on top of 2-meter-tall racks that are made out of bamboo. Now, after 7 to 10 days in the sun, the persimmons are sterilized once more, then pressed flat and packaged to be sold. Now, this kind of depends on the weather here. You need to have the sun out for 7 days. I'm wondering what they do if a typhoon comes or if a cold front comes and it's going to rain for a couple of days. Do they take them all in? Do they cover them up? Again, you'd have to ask the farmers there. They'd probably be more than happy to tell you. But in any case here, yes, they've got to be out there, set out in the sun for 7 to 10 days, and then they sterilize them once more. They kill the bacteria, and then they're pressed flat, and they're placed in packages, and they're sold in markets in Sinpu, but also in night markets, traditional markets, and supermarkets all over Taiwan. Now, here in the final paragraph, it says, there are lots of ways to spend your time while visiting the farm. Remember, we're talking specifically about the Wei Wei Jia Persimmons Tourist Farm. There might be other farms there that you can check out as well, but in this particular farm, there are ways to spend your time while you're visiting the farm. Yes, you can look at the persimmons. Yes, you can talk to the farmers there, but there are other activities that you can participate in.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. So start by wandering under the drying racks. Remember, those racks are kind of like a framework that holds things with different poles. A rack I wanted to mention is in the train. If you go on the high-speed rail or even the MRT, in some of the cars, they have an area that you can put your bags or your luggage there. Those are racks, guys. We call those racks.
You wouldn't call that a rack on the airplane, though.
No.
On a jet, that's called the overhead bin or overhead compartment. But again, as Stephanie said, on buses or trains, those are racks. So you can wander under the drying racks, again, that are 2 meters up in the air. You can look at the persimmons from below, and you can view them from an elevated platform, which means you can look at them from above.
Yeah.
If something's elevated, that means it's higher than the ground, elevated platform.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could even pose for photos with the farm's aunties, the ladies who work there. I'm sure they're extremely friendly.
That's fun.
And you can take pictures with them. And, of course, you can strike a pose or you can pose. Here, pose as a verb just means to have yourself photographed.
Yeah, you put your body in some sort of position that you think is cute if you're posing. I see a lot of people here posing for their selfies, you know, because selfies are very popular. So you can pose for photos with the farm's aunties. I'm sure they have a lot of people there that are very happy to talk to the tourists about the persimmons because this is a tourist farm, remember? So they've got lots of fun things for you to see and do, and you can ask away. You can ask as many questions as you want. So finally, be sure to check out the wonderful selection of snacks, including persimmon ice cream. Oh, wow. I wonder what that tastes like. And popsicles. Popsicles are a very popular snack. I would call it a dessert snack that you can eat during the summer, especially. What they do is they take a stick and then they freeze some sort of fruit juice in a container. And then once that's finished freezing and it's frozen, you can take that stick and you can lick it. That's a popsicle. I love those. And when I was here a long time ago, those saved me during the hot summer. We would just get a popsicle and take a break. So they have persimmon ice cream, popsicles, and of course, the stars of the day, the dried persimmons themselves. I just want to go down there to take a look at how they dry them and then buy a couple of packages. I think I'd like the dried persimmons more than the fresh.
Yeah, I'd like to try them. I've never tried them myself, dried persimmons. And, of course, I'd like to try the persimmon ice cream.
Yeah.
And those popsicles. And, of course, you know, wherever you go, whatever their special food is, it seems like they always have these kinds of treats. You can have the juice, or you can have the ice cream, or you can have the popsicles.
There's everything.
Like if you go to Shen Kung, for example, you can have dofu ice cream there.
Really?
Yes, indeed. You can have that, and you could also have dofu popsicles. I haven't seen them there, though.
Have you had one before?
I've had the dofu ice cream, but not the popsicles.
How is it?
Tasty. It's, you know, all you gotta do is freeze it or whatever, and it's a nice, tasty treat. But yes, I've never tried these persimmon popsicles. That probably is a nice treat there. And like I said, they probably got persimmon juice as well and other kinds of treats, probably persimmon cakes or whatever. You can buy a package and bring it back and give it to someone as a gift or something. So again, the stars of the day, the featured attraction of Xinpu are the dried persimmons themselves. So pick up some and have yourself a jolly day taking pictures and having the time of your life and making posts on social networks. It's like an outing made in heaven.
Sounds wonderful. And as we usually do, we're not going to listen to our Chinese teacher. Sorry. This is our all-English lecture.
Our Chinese teacher is too busy eating persimmons right now.
Yeah. She's probably down checking the place out. So we've got to wrap up here, Tom. We hope you all get a chance to check out the Weiweijia Persimmons Tourist Farm in Xinpu Township. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
See ya.